Staying Alive with Rita Steele on 95BFM.
Hello, Rita. Are you there?
Yeah, kia ora. How are you guys?
I'm good. Obviously, it's me and Corey in here. I'm Corey. This is Rita.
Hello, Rita.
Kia ora. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. First day. It's gone all right.
It's my first day.
First day, guys.
Now, Rita, what are we talking about this evening for Sustaining Alive? Because it's Christmas just around the corner, right? Mm.
It is. And the topics that I was looking to cover just felt wrong at the end of the year when we've all, I feel like, had a really rough year. I thought that we'd start kind of easing ourselves out of anything too depressing and start talking about Christmas and just do a little shout out, really, today. So just be a little bit mindful about what you buy in the Christmas period and try and be as sustainable as you can. There's you're bombarded with messages to buy, buy, buy at the moment. So I'm sure that that's difficult to think about because there's very little messaging saying buy sustainably.
It's interesting that you say that because, like, you got the governor of the Reserve Bank being like, hey, don't spend too much.
I know. It feels really strange. It's sort of like he's pushing shit uphill with a rake when there's literally millions of dollars spent on telling us just buy, buy, buy. Mm. And you're completely right. I felt really weird I had to get a couple of family gifts. And I thought, I'll be organised this year. And it felt really wrong. I was thinking, this is kind of the country needs us not to buy. So, yeah. I mean, if you want to buy sustainably, the most sustainable thing you could do is just not buy gifts. But it's frowned upon in a lot of families. Even in my family, we implement gifts for kids and us adults. Either don't do a gift or some years we'll do a secret Santa and just do one. A half decent gift kind of thing.
Maybe paint a rock and put some googly eyes on it.
That's a thing.
Paint a what?
A rock.
Paint a rock.
Put some googly eyes.
Yeah. You can actually do it and make them, like, hide them and never have to find them. So you've got a year to find them and bring them back. They could be anywhere in Auckland.
Love that. The biggest,
But, I mean, on that note, experiences, right? They're the best thing, I
go for a walk.
Money on.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, those little vouchers, right, for babysitting or there's lots of things you can give vouchers for in terms of experiences or tickets to things you never forget experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, in the past we've talked about lots of really cool, ideas. Still my favourites are things like trees and plants and, you can do anything from, herbs to indoor plants to trees. If people own their property, they love getting trees that will get to a size that suits the property, so those are always great ones as well.
Buy your loved one a peace lily.
Up the old peace lily.
Yeah,
it's the gift that keeps giving because they just get so big and then you can separate them and make them into another plant.
Can you? Oh wow.
Yeah, you need to separate, when you separate them, you need to be a little bit careful and then just separate them and then give them both a lot of love. But they're just pretty hard to tell the old peace lily as well.
There's one that's been going at my house for a long time. I don't know how old it is, but it is an old peace lily and it's still cruising.
Yeah, I mean, my mum's had one since I left home and that was 20 odd years ago, her pot just keeps getting bigger and bigger for it. And I'm like, oh, it really needs some separating.
It's so big.
Yeah, totally. And the other thing that I really love, I mean, obviously charity gifts are always really nice. But when you can give someone like an adopt a pet, like an orangutan or a penguin or something. So if you've got a favourite animal, you can do those ones too. They're really cute.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, it was just a little shout out to the environment in this period for us to just be thinking, pause before you buy something and think, is there an alternative of this that's just slightly better? You don't need to be perfect, but if you're slightly better for the environment, it's better than nothing.
Yeah. I feel like a houseplant is a great idea because it's just a timely reminder to think about the environment and it's very precious and it takes a while. You really got to nurture something and a houseplant is just a good example for that, right?
Like a monstera.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And I'm if you've got someone with a small yard, even like a miniature corphyre, they're really awesome because they, I've had one that was only about 4 foot and it got two tuis on it, which I thought were really fantastic. Nice. And just even for such a small tree to be able to, you know, encourage those birds. And our big one gets, well, it's not that big, it's about 8 foot, but it gets wood pigeons. So, you know, they're great little trees. And you can get them any size, you know, they're dwarf versions and all sorts of stuff. Oh. You can have a bit of fun with trees, for sure.
What would you recommend if we wanted, you know, to get some little neighbourhood bees around?
Oh, just wildflowers.
Just wildflowers.
Yeah, wildflowers are fantastic for that. And, you know, you can just get the packets of them. You know what I got one year, which I thought was quite cute, because I'm always racing around at a million places at once, and somebody gave me some thyme, which... Oh. It was hilarious. And I just thought it was such a cute little gift. And thyme's actually a really fantastic herb, so it worked out really well.
Delicious.
Tasty.
Yeah.
Totally. It was a secret Santa gift, and I thought it was really good. So.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
All right, Rita. Hey, thank you very much. We'll give
no
you a buzz
worries.
Next week.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Have a good
bye.
Week.
That was Sustaining Alive with Rita Steele on 95 BFM.